This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Tackling the escalating climate crisis took the spotlight today as world leaders gathered for their annual meeting at the United Nations. Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg scolded world leaders. She said science has been clear for 30 years and still they're not doing enough. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres admitted his generation has failed in its responsibility to protect our planet. He went on calling for the phasing out of fossil fuels and an end to the construction of new coal power plants. He said it is time to end subsidies to the fossil fuel industry and shift taxes from salaries to carbon taxing. Pollution, not people. To carbon taxing pollution, not people. President Trump has confirmed that he raised the subject of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son in a July phone call with Ukraine's president. Mr. Trump is facing allegations that he pressured Ukraine to investigate his potential 2020 rival, which he denies. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says the call was largely congratulatory.
Was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place. Was largely the fact that we don't want our people like Vice President Biden and his son creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine.
But his admission about the phone call is fueling calls for Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings in Congress. Adam Schiff, a senior Democrat, says Mr. Trump may have crossed the Rubicon. Mr. Schiff, the influential head of the House Intelligence Committee, had previously opposed impeachment. An Afghan official says at least 40 civilians were killed Monday during an Afghan special forces raid and airstrikes against the Taliban in Helmand province. A government official says the number of deaths could rise when a final toll is available. 12 other people were wounded. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the Trump